what we usually think of as heaven is the present heaven where people go when they die. Jesus said to the thief on the cross, you know, today you will be with me in paradise. We get a picture of paradise, rich man and Lazarus. Rich man goes to hell, or you could call it the present hell, what ultimately will be cast into the lake of fire.
Yeah.
But also it shows, you know, Lazarus who and Abraham, and they're in the good place. They're in the presence of God. And so we know that to be absent with the body is to be present with the Lord, that we immediately, when we die, go into God's presence. So your wife is conscious in heaven. My wife is conscious in heaven. We have people in heaven asking questions of God, like how long before you bring judgment on those who killed us,
yeah.
You know, which is, it's like God's people in heaven have this, you know, they have the sense of the attributes of God, not only his love and his grace, but also his justice, yeah,
right.
And his holiness. And then you've got this consciousness, you've got communication. This is all going on now. Now, on the one hand, you have the sense that, well, because we leave our bodies on earth, we are not resurrected one at a time. That's a big misconception that some people have. They think we go to heaven and we've got our resurrection bodies. Mm. And then the next person comes to heaven and they now get their resurrection. No, the resurrection is a future event that's talked about in John 5 and 1 Thessalonians 4. It is not one at a time. However, there's also depiction of the present heaven that is so physical and tangible. You got people wearing white robes, which, by the way, that's what they wore to a nice dinner. Mm-hmm. You put on your whitest, your cleanest, yeah. You know, robe, and that's what they wore in that culture. So to us, the equivalent might be jeans and a t-shirt or a sweatshirt or whatever, because that's maybe what we wear. Or yeah. Some people wear a suit and a tie. I do as infrequently as possible. But anyway,
that's why you got out of pastoral ministry.
Yeah, that's it. There you go. Yeah, let's get to the heart of it. So the fact is that these the people have got crowns. They're casting crowns before the Lord. There's a passage where people in heaven are carrying palm branches. The tree of life is said to be in the present heaven. And I think it's the same tree of life that's from the Garden of Eden and will be on the new earth. So we got that, and maybe God gives some temporary form to us so that we can still be human and more of a full sense, because disembodied spirits are not, you know, like God made Adam from the ground and breathed into him breath of life, and human beings are the combination of physical matter and spirit. But in any case, we know we're not resurrected in the present heaven. Mm. The promise of the future in 1 Corinthians 15 says, this is the great promise, is that as Jesus rose from the grave and is now in the present heaven in his resurrection body, he will one day raise us. Mm. And so the body that goes into the dirt, you know, is consumed. It becomes ultimately part of the ecosystem he's going to raise. And that will happen when he returns. And 1 Thessalonians 4 talks about that. Of course, the people have different ideas of the timing of this, a rapture, a pre-trib, and a post-trib, and all that kind of stuff. But the real emphasis of scripture is he's coming again. Some people believe, I'm one of them, that there'll be a millennial reign, 1,000 years on the old earth. Some people don't believe that. They believe scripture, but they don't interpret it that way. But in any case, what we all should have in common is the belief about our ultimate destination, which is the new heavens and the new earth. And the new earth will be a capital planet of that new universe. Heavens and earth are universe. In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. That means God created the universe.
Yeah.
The new heavens and new earth will be the new universe, the redeemed universe that will no longer be under the curse. And therefore, it isn't hard for us, it shouldn't be hard for us to imagine what the new earth will be like. And we're told a number of things anyway. we're told about eating and drinking. We're told about the tree of life, which has become a forest of life growing up on both sides of the river, producing new fruit every month. It's obvious that we will eat the fruits, you know, all of that. But the great thing about it is it will be redeemed, not only redeemed creation, it'll be redeemed culture. You have people who are coming into the city and they're bringing in their treasures. The end of Revelation 21 says the kings of the nations of the earth will bring their treasures, their splendors in the New Jerusalem. People are making things. They're creating things. We will always be, as we are now, made in the image of God, but we'll be made in the image of God with creativity to do things, go places, see things. His servants will serve him, we're told. Servants have things to do, places to go, people to see. It will not be boring. It will be anything but that. Yeah. And there will be no more sin, no more death, no more suffering, no more pain. And so all the best of this life and none of the worst of it. Wow. That's what awaits us.
Wow.